What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And he got him to pop up into center field. Couser is there to retire the side in the fifth inning.
There you go, Big Eddie. Tyler Wells showing a little emotion, folks.
He kind of looked like himself in a lot of ways. You know, the five pitches, the cutter, slider, curve, changeup, four-seamer, throwing him really wherever he wanted. The command was pretty much the same, which is kind of his calling card, but also I think you have to appreciate it a little bit considering coming off the extensive layoff and the Tommy John surgery. So I'm really happy for Tyler. He looked great.
Yeah, it's Tony Mansellino talking about that there. And again, like with Wells last night, we didn't know what to expect. How many innings was he going to go? Do they project him being a starter next year? Mm-hmm. I know we get a chance to see Cade Povich tonight, but 5 innings, 4 Ks, 85 pitches. He did give up 2 earned runs, but super efficient.
Yeah.
I think it's what you want to see. Very similar to, you know, the rehab start outside of the Ks that we saw from Kyle Bradish. We'll see how much he gets stretched out and how many more starts he can get this year. But I think overall, a good sign from his first outing here in September.
I think it's a very good sign, actually. Because what are we doing now? I assume we're just looking towards Sarasota 26, right? So this is what you want to see.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, do they... It's one of the things I want to know. Do they envision Wells being a starter with this team next year? Because we're already trying... Like, right now, people are mapping it out going, okay, you've got Bradish, you've got... why can't I even think of his name? You've got Dean Kramer coming back and Rogers.
Right.
So you look at those three guys going, okay, you have some younger players like Brandon Young, Cade Povich, other people that could be in the mix, but I think you'd rather have them as depth pieces unless you see something that you're going, oh my God, I can't. Maybe those guys end up being involved in a trade for another starting pitcher or a bullpen piece. Who knows?
What happens with Eflin?
Well, that's the thing. Like you, so with Eflin, in my opinion, you make him the qualifying offer. If he leaves, mm-hmm. you're gonna pick for him. If he stays, and maybe you work out a deal. And because I like Eflin, and
I
just think he had a season that went awry because of injuries.
Yeah.
And he had the back issue, and there was no question about it. Because if you watched him in Tampa Bay when he had his first start there, you're like, something's off. This just doesn't look like him.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I wanted to attribute it to the heat and the humidity, and I'm going, no, he loves pitching down there. Like it's not. This isn't, he's not one of those guys that's really
born
affected
there.
By it.
He's
yeah.
from Florida. Yeah.
So I think that's what happens. And then you're trying to figure out, okay, what are we doing with that fifth spot? Are they going to grab somebody in free agency? So they've got a lot of tough decisions to make in the offseason where they have an unbelievably good core coming back. Can they filter in around them and make enough? And again, I don't think you can look at the hitting lineup and go, yeah, we're okay with what we have with these young guys and how the outfield's going to be. I think you got to bring in another vet bat at some point to hit in the top of that lineup, middle of that lineup.
Right hand?
I mean, preferably, but right. Like, if you go look at the market, I don't think that guy's out there. I mean, Pete Alonso's there, but that's another first baseman. What are you doing with Kobe Mayo? The name that everybody wants to talk with, the two names everybody brings up are Kyle Schwarber, back end of his career, doesn't need to bring a glove to the ballpark. And then, of course, Kyle Tucker, who's the best free agent on the market this year. And I think if you went back to last year, he was still the best free agent on the market. Like, if you took this year and last year. Kyle Tucker's one of the most underrated players in all of baseball. Hits lefties, hits righties, hits for decent average, hits for power. And outside of, the past 2 years, he's been relatively healthy for a good portion of his career. But anyway, getting back to Tyler Wells, I'm interested to see if do they envision him as being a starter. Because I thought, as you're filling out your bullpen, it makes sense for Wells to be a bullpen piece. I thought it made sense to maybe transition Chase McDermott there. You got Keegan Aiken coming back. What do you want to do with Cano? Are you going to give him his walking papers or what?
What do you do with Cano? I mean, if I was going to make the decision now, probably.
Well, it's tough.
It's tough, but you have nobody.
Yep.
I mean, that's the problem. It's somebody's got to be in the bullpen.
Let's grab Antonio and Rosedale here real quick. Antonio, what's up, man?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
I'm doing well.
Jeremiah Jackson has been great this year. Is he a starter for the Orioles in the future, utility player? Have a wonderful day, guys.
Thanks, man. I think he's their next Ramon. I think, taking away positions that you're playing.
Right.
I think he becomes your super utility guy that you're getting in games 3 and 4 times a week. So you're keeping him active. He'll be playing different positions. But if he keeps swinging the bat the way he's been swinging, I think you have to, right?
Yeah. I didn't see that coming either. Did anybody?
We had a caller call in and said, I'm really excited to see Jeremiah Jackson at the major league level because I think this kid is really talented.
Yeah.
And I'm going,
really?
Okay.
Right.
What's his name again? He wasn't even a guy that was on my radar as being someone to help out this team at some point. Who was it? Jamai Jones was the guy that, he's bounced around the league. He went from the Yankees to the Orioles, back to the Yankees. Now he's with some other team. You hear about some of these, I don't want to call them flash in the pans, but he can play multiple positions. You can use them in this way or that way. And a lot of times you'll see a stretch like this where they get hot and then they fade. Finding a guy like Ramon was amazing that not only was he good defensively wherever you put him, but every time we talked about, is it time to move on from him? That bat would start to heat up.
Yeah.
So I think it's interesting to see what Jackson does next year, but I definitely think he's a part of their plans. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. He wants to talk about the Ravens here real quick. Mike, what's up, man?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
I was talking about the Ravens. You know how y'all, not y'all, but you know how they so good on paper, man. You know, we got to do it on the field. But the thing is, there's so many things you got to worry about. You got to hopefully get through an injury-free season or not no major injuries. And then, but it's somebody was saying about undefeated, and I don't even worry about nothing like that. It's every year it's a couple of games that we lose it. That we wasn't supposed to lose. But real quickly, man, about the late start. So Sunday night games, man, I'd be bouncing off the walls. And I remember one day, all day long trying to find something. One day we was tailgating the Patriots game Sunday night. And we was tailgating all day long, man. And then we got up to game time. My friend was just so slosh. And we took him in there. And he got thrown out before the national anthem. He never seen me. He seen the game from the car. He got thrown out before the national anthem.
All right.
Mike, I appreciate the phone call. I remember going to a buddy's house for a Ravens playoff game that they ended up losing. And we did a power hour, and we were drinking 4 Loko. So there was a little guy, he was a little smaller than me, Jim, who Jim's a really nice guy, tied one on, got so drunk, he passed out, didn't even get to watch the game, woke up the next morning to find out his team lost, and was so angry at everything, just the world. He hated life at that point. You're kidding me. I'm watching him as we're doing this, knowing I'm not saying I'm one of the big dogs. I could drink with the best of them back then. But once he got on the porch there, it was lights out for him. And you could see it happening midway through the power hour. It's I don't think you should have that 4 Loko. And by the way, these weren't the 4 Lokos, the new ones. These were the old ones. The ones that they had to ban and change. Oh, buddy. What a night. Oh, where you at? All right, let's go to, we've got some more Ravens talk we're going to get to. I want to talk about something the Ravens did that's really, really cool. It's really, really cool at 7:30. Cool. But up next, we got a commissioner's Baltimore. What do you want to get into, Ed?
I want to talk a little boxing. There's a huge fight coming up next week, actually.
Yeah.
So I really can't wait to see this. And I think everybody knows what we're talking about, right?
It's on Netflix, right?
Netflix, yeah.
We'll talk about
Canelo Alvarez and Terrence Crawford for the super middleweight title.
I like one guy, you like the other one.
Yeah.
We'll see how this goes. We'll talk about it next here on The Fan. And take. Welcome back. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris here on the Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long's off, and it's time for Commish's Baltimore.
Yes, sir. Well, as I said during the tease, talking about a lot of people think boxing is dead, and it's really not. They've destroyed it. I mean, in my opinion, they've kind of ruined my first love. Is boxing.
Before you get to the Canelo thing, do you feel like the Jake Paul, Logan Paul stuff has ruined this?
It's
or hurt it?
Because it's hurt it.
There are a lot of people that say they've brought new eyes to the sport, but are those people really venturing off to watch any of these other fighters, or are they just going to Netflix to see whatever the hell this is supposed to be? I mean, he's fighting Tank now, and he outweighs him by almost 70 pounds.
It's ridiculous.
I don't think people realize what an advantage it is.
Oh! Let's talk about that for a second. Just what would... Because this is the Crawford Alvarez fights. It's a weight problem too. Mm-hmm. There's a disparity there, which I think goes in Canelo's favor. But talking about Tank and Jake Paul, it really pisses me off because I just think that so many guys grind, and to watch these internet guys, basically influencers, essentially. Mm-hmm. Get huge paydays. Huge. It really, really bothers me.
You still can't convince me this stuff is real, that there's not,
it's not real.
That there's not some NDA in the contract agreement.
Oh,
it's like,
please.
I mean, when he fought Floyd, they just hung around, kind of popped him a couple times, danced around, and
you think Cesar Chavez couldn't have just kicked his ass?
And he stinks.
Yes.
And he, Cesar Chavez stinks.
Yeah. I mean, look, Paul's not he's not a terrible boxer. He's training. He can box.
No, but I mean, but for a guy that's average, he should be fighting guys in his weight class to see if he's good enough, and not former MMA fighters, not guys that retired.
Not guys who are 70 pounds bigger. He's literally 70 pounds heavier than Tank.
And his fan base keeps going, well, you said you wanted him to fight a professional boxer. Tank is he's undefeated.
Champion.
Look at this. Yeah, in his weight class. And again, it doesn't mean Tank doesn't have enough power to catch him and knock him out. But I think contractually, when that stuff goes out, I don't think that happens.
No, and if this continues...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I think the damage gets worse. Because after a while, it's going to be like, you know, Jake Paul's going to have a boxing resume that he's beaten, like, all these big names. All of them. And it's like, really? I mean, Mike Tyson?
Yes.
Like that, Tank?
And again, like, the, you're fighting a 60-year-old Tyson that was just in the hospital a few days before that. Like, I don't even want to get into this because I got friends that love the Paul brothers and they defend him like, oh, you can't tell me this isn't great entertainment. What's entertaining about it? I know how it's going to end every time.
Right.
It's and he's, I mean, these are stupid exhibitions.
Right. They are stupid exhibitions. And they really ruined the sport, especially, and I've talked about this, because the way there were so many guys, because look, you can tell who the poorest people in the world are at the time by watching boxing. That's always people who box because it's a way out. And if you're talented enough, or you're tough enough, strong enough, you can get out of poverty. And that's usually who it is. Look throughout history. But 100 years ago, it was the Irish.
Yeah.
Irish, Italians, Jews at the time. You know, Max Baer was one of them. I mean, they were the poor people. Then a lot of black Americans get into it.
About the blacks, when they would take black boxers and blindfold them, and they would just swing. They would have these, like, side alley fights where they would come around, people would gather around, and they're blindfolded just swinging at each other crazily. I mean, there was just all kinds of...
Yeah, and then you look, and now you got a lot of immigrants. You have other countries, like third world countries. A lot, you know, let's say
a bunch of Ukrainian fighters.
All those Eastern European guys, all the from the stands, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, Russia. I mean, all the guys from that part of the world now who are fighting to stay alive. They become your premier boxers now.
I did what I didn't want to do. I hijacked your segment talking about Logan Paul and Jake Paul. Like, again, go ahead, finish your
That's
point.
That's fine. Because it just bothered me because this is what happened. And the reason I jumped right in because I heard Bob Haney talking about this. He has the same opinion of the Paul circus.
Yes.
And he was asking, he goes, have you ever been hit by a professional boxer? Because it's different.
Yeah.
And I texted him. I said, I have. And I said, and the reason I bring it up, because the guy, when I was an amateur fighter, I walk into this gym. I'm the only white member in Rochester, New York. I mean, I already boxed in Brooklyn, but I went to this place. I wanted to box more. So I go in and they want to see if, you know.
How good you are.
At all. Do I have any potential? So they put me up against this guy, Pablo De Jesus, who was ranked fighter nationally. And he did what you'd expect. First, he just, I would try
was he
to
feeling
hit him.
You out and then.
What he did, tested me. It was a test. He did not move his feet. He just moved his head and his body. I could not touch him. Couldn't touch him. He didn't move. He just, boom, boom. He just completely evaded my punches. Then he punched me in the face about 50 times. he probably could have knocked me out, but yeah. But they wanted to see if I was going to panic and how I'd react. And then he let me hit him. So then it came up. I wasn't afraid to get hit. I could take a punch. I had punching power. He told him I could hit. And they'll teach you the defense. And then the training was all black. He goes, we'll make you a fighter. He did. But the reason I bring him up is I looked up Pablo De Jesus, and sure enough, he turned pro. He was an amateur at the time. That's him. He had a very short professional career. But look at his record, though.
8-1, yeah.
8-1. Yeah. Rochester, New York. And I'm like, he never got a shot. He's a poor kid. This guy would come. He's a guy who'd make a mistake in a bar because he's about 160 pounds. I was light heavy. I was 178 at the time. So, you know, he fought a light heavy. He's a pro. But he'd come in, thick glasses, an old gym bag, a ski cap. He looked like he was half homeless. That guy should have gotten a shot,
mm-hmm.
You know? And it pisses me off to see Jake Paul making all this money. Anyway, back to the subject at hand as we got to wrap up here.
Yeah, no, but yeah. Do you know who's favored in this fight between Canelo and Crawford?
Crawford.
No.
Who?
Canelo is favored.
Of course he's favored.
That surprises me because to me, Crawford is the best pound-for-pound guy that's out there right now. But
yeah,
again,
he's going up a lot in weight. He's 2 years older than Canelo. It's like he's 28 years old. He's 37, I believe.
I'd still bet him as a plus underdog. I'm sorry.
Well, we're gonna make
Both of these fighters, though.
I love Canelo. I like Crawford, too, but I
Canelo's had 66 professional fights.
He started, it was like 20. Yeah. 39 knockouts. He's won 63 of his fights, right?
I was joking with Ed yesterday. When I told him I was picking Crawford, he goes, really? I said, yeah, I don't like ginger Mexicans. No, I'm kidding. It is weird, though, when you look at him, you're like, where is he from? And then all of a sudden, he starts speaking Spanish, and you see that bright red hair.
Yeah.
But you get in the ring with him. Because the Paul brothers were talking about fighting him. It's amazing they didn't pick him. Why didn't they pick him? Why didn't you guys pick to fight him?
Because he's got a lot of power.
Oh, yeah.
He's a tremendous power.
I think Crawford's going to make him miss. Crawford's really good.
I know he is. That's why I'm looking forward to this fight so much. I mean, Terrence Crawford's amazing.
We don't get really good fights anymore.
We don't. That's the problem. When I heard about this one, I'm like, and it's on Netflix? I can watch this and not pay $100?
You remember when we got Mayweather and De La Hoya, but it was De La Hoya at the end of his career? It's like you wait for this. Like, I'm a big...
Mayweather Pacquiao.
Yeah.
It was like, now...
Pacquiao, wasn't he mayor, and then he can't stop being mayor to come back and box him? I mean,
he was like a congressman or something.
It's so weird to me that we get this. And again, I was a Vasily Lomachenko fan, and he got started late. He was approaching 40. He just retired, but it's like, why didn't we get to see him fight Tank? Why didn't we get to see him fight some of these other? And it's the politics of boxing, but it's also like. Not being able to agree to the type of money you should be making for these fights. And then the promoters getting involved. I mean, Bob Arum, I think he's got his hand in my pocket. Sleazy bastards.
Don King.
There's just so many of them.
I mean, Don King is a special case, that man.
So do you want to have a friendly wager on this?
Absolutely.
Okay. What do you want? Drinks, lunch, what all? Do you want the
Holy
whole shebang? You want to come over to my house and drink my top shelf stuff and just get rid of all of it?
I get to do that now.
I know. All right, we'll have to do that. I'll take Crawford.
I'll take it, Canelo.
All right. I'm plus money, too, so that means I get to order dessert if I win. But no, this is what, as a boxing fan, this is what I want to see. And, you know, you showcase a fight like this, have a great undercard of fighters that you want to push.
Yeah.
Like, get some other guys out there. Again, I remember talking about guys fighting at the end of their career. Bernard Hopkins. You remember the time they were trying to set up Hopkins versus De La Hoya?
Yep.
And De La Hoya got his ass beat by some German. Nobody knew him, unless you were a huge boxing fan. He got his ass beat, but then he won the fight because they needed him to win this fight because they're promoting the big one. It's crazy, man.
How about Devin Haney?
Oh, that kid's... He's really good. But again, we waited so long to see Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford fight. And by the time we got to see it, not that Crawford wouldn't have beat him up anyway, Errol Spence was one of the best, but he had that car accident, and I don't think he was ever the same since then. Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah, let me just read it. Here you go. I'm going to give you, just so you know.
Yo.
I guess it's Ring Magazine, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Top 10 rankings right now, regardless of weight class. Terrence Crawford is number 3.
Who's above him?
Alexander.
Usyk.
Yeah.
He's the heavyweight champ, and nobody can touch him.
Yep, he's number one right now.
Everybody that tries, the Tyson Fury, he gets his ass beat by him. It's like, I didn't even know about the guy until I saw him fighting these guys.
Yeah, so, and Canelo's number 8, by the way.
Who's number 1?
Usyk.
So who's number 2?
I don't know this guy. He's a bantamweight. No, Inoue?
Then we don't need to talk about him. He's a bantamweight.
Yeah. I don't know him at all.
He doesn't have to meet weight. He's already at it. He can't gain any more weight.
That's right.
That's straw weight. And what's the lowest? Straw?
Straw. I think 112.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't want to watch 2 sticks fight.
Yeah.
Because you know what happens. Most guys don't get knocked out. They just...
It's so fast, but it's like... Couldn't break a window.
It's like watching amateur boxing at times. All right. We got to step out. Commissioners Baltimore, thanks for that. That was great to actually get some boxing talk in here for a few minutes. We're going to get to you in just a second, or coming up in the next segment, but we got to talk about some of the things that are going on with the Ravens. We'll talk about Mark Andrews at 7:45, but up next, if you missed it, they got a new flock friendly concession pricing that I think every single team should be doing. This after the negative reaction to adding more premium suites, was this the right move by the Ravens? We talk about that and take your phone calls. 410-583-1057 next here on The Fan. Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. We'll tell you what's popping. We're talking about this flock-friendly new menu that I guess they're going to have with the Ravens. And it makes you feel like more teams should do this. And I guess we should start with the question that Joe kind of had on here about, because of adding the premium suites, do you think this was the right move by the franchise to do this? I think this is the right move by any franchise. You're already making money hand over fist. Mm-hmm. If the ticket sales are ridiculous, like, at least make, you can still make a ton of money off concessions.
Yeah.
Like, we all have to admit it. I love going to the movies. Spending that much for popcorn is ridiculous.
I just went to a movie in North Carolina with my son. I got Diet Coke. You get a water. $16.
Well, I was, I'll give you one better than that.
How's that possible?
I walked I walked out of Lowe's the other day over in Glen Burnie. I had to pick up some, my wife wants me to clean out the gutter, so I was buying some gloves to help me with that. And I walk out, and
the gloves going to help?
Well, because I don't want all that stuff under my nails, and it's nasty. There's dead locust, and it's just wet. It's gross. It smells awful.
I know.
So anyway, I'm walking out, and I see little Girl Scout selling her popcorn and everything, and I'm like, yeah, I'll buy some. And I'm pot committed at that point, right? I'm buying something. And then she tells me the prices. It was $20 for a bag of caramel popcorn that might be 10 ounces.
You're kidding me.
It's like this big?
Really?
Ooh, buddy. And maybe it's like 16 ounces. I don't know, but it's a smaller
it's
bag.
It's popcorn.
Yeah. $20. And here you go. So I was already pot committed and bought some. But like when you go to the game and you're taking your family and you're trying to enjoy it, let me give you the prices here. Barbecue chicken sando, $4.99. Nachos, $4.49. A hot dog for $3.50. Pretzels, under $2. French fries, $3.50. Peanuts, $3.50. Blackbird chips, like tortillas, $2.49. Popcorn, $1.99. I mean, there's other stuff on here as well. But, like, that's affordable for people to go and get that stuff.
That's the most reasonable I've heard.
I mean, I remember buying, I was buying a pizza at the ballpark with a group of people. Yeah. It's $40.
Was it
pizza?
Really?
Yeah, and again, like, I get it. The prices go up. But, you know, you got to admit, spending, whatever you said, $16 or $20 on a soda and popcorn? $16,
soda and water. A bottle of water and a large soda.
It's just unreal.
$16.
So
really? They do it. But it pisses me off more. The air flying, airports.
Mm-hmm.
You can't bring any liquid in.
But then you got, yeah.
So you have to buy it on the other side of security, and then a bottle of water that's $2 in 7-Eleven or Rofo is $5. That's nonsense.
Yeah, that's why my wife always brings one of the Stanleys, whatever.
But you can't have water in it.
I know, but you can go fill it up once you go through. They have water stations.
Yes,
but they move at a snail's pace, and everybody's like, you filling that whole damn thing up? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, like, again, this is, I'd love to see more of this. And Joe, I think the story was, beer's under $5, a 12-ounce
really?
Beer. The Ravens right now and all the NFL, or is this all of sports, have the lowest beer prices, I think it said. Did you see that?
I did not.
Okay, yeah. They had the lowest beer price of any NFL. I think it's NFL teams.
And, that sounds good.
Well, look, there's going to be a give and take anytime. Your prices are going to go up for certain things.
Yeah.
But there's way to give back to your fan base. And let's be honest, the Ravens are going to sell out every game.
Yeah.
Or at least close to it, whatever. And then you got all these other things that people are paying for. So, yeah, like, I don't know how much more money you need to make, and I understand that's the ultimate goal, but the NFL's been selling themselves out, going to this country, that country, playing on this night, selling to Netflix, selling to this company, whatever. As they've been selling out, trying to load their pockets up, I think it waters down the sport. And I think another thing that people start to realize is this, it's amazing in the time of tariffs that prices went down, but no, like people, I run my survivor pool every year for the NFL. I fill out two of them that have 100 people in them every year. I just finally filled out the first one, and the NFL starts tomorrow. It was like pulling teeth trying to get people to sign up.
Yeah.
And I have a second one that I'm trying to get filled up as much as I can, but I think I'm going to be grasping at straws on that one. It's strange to look at how people are seeing the cost of living and what it does, and you're going to watch more. Like, whether they can afford it or not, you're going to watch people start to move away from it and watch it on TV because it's – I'd rather watch an NFL game on TV anyway.
So would I. Especially doing this job.
Yes.
I mean, if I didn't have to do this, I would go to more games because I like going to football games, but you can't really pay attention. You can't. There's people talking, you're drinking,
you want to see the replay.
It's not, they're not breaking it down for you. Don't like on television, like, well, I don't know about that. Just hand me. You don't get that.
You got Sean standing next to you recording, getting in a fight with somebody.
Right.
Like, you never know what's going to happen at a game.
What do you think about the the opening game for the Chiefs and Chargers in Brazil.
I don't want to see this.
I mean, what are we doing?
They did it last year. I don't need to see this. It doesn't need to be in Brazil. And again, this is the best time to do it to open the season. But I don't want to lose a home game if there's an advantage of 9-8 every single, you know what I mean?
Chargers lose a home game.
You want to take advantage of the opportunity to have an extra home game. Maybe that helps you in your division. I think hopefully they do it the same way across the board that everybody in the division has that same advantage, because I think more than any other sport, home field in football is worth way more than some of the other
sports. Definitely think so.
Let's grab Rashawn here real quick. He's recording. He's everybody fighting. Are you going to Brazil?
Brazil?
Yeah.
What the hell is in Brazil, man? The Cowboys or Ravens ain't playing there, so, you know, I'm not there.
Chiefs and the Chargers are playing.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going out there, man, with these people. You know, I would like some Brazilian women, though. So.
Yeah.
You'd like
hey, before I get started, man, I want to say happy birthday to my boy Dustin, man. He turned 27 today.
Man, that kid acts like he's 16, doesn't he? Tell Dustin happy birthday. I always enjoy the videos afterwards, and I wonder how much you guys have been drinking, because Dustin always sounds like he's a little bit more than half lit.
Yeah, oh, Dustin be more than half lit, man. You know, that's why I catch him at his worst moments, you know. No, that's why it's called the Dustin and Rashawn show.
Yeah, I think. And, by the way, I think Rashawn's got some fall guys. Like, something goes down, it's going to be Dustin that takes the blame for him.
Yeah.
It might be Trippy too, man. You know, Trippy, fall guy too.
Yeah, Trippy's the best. Hello. So, what's on your mind? How do you feel about tomorrow night? How do you feel about the Ravens on Sunday night?
I'm gonna let my homeboy speak on that.
Oh. Who's that?
Hey, we gonna take the Ravens minus 9.5. Hello, Mom. Hello.
I love you, Trippy.
Well done.
I'm working on it. I just found out about well that one here. So Trippy's the best. Trippy's my, like, with all due respect to all the callers, every time he calls in and says hello, and then he says, I'm going to be real with you.
Yes.
It just makes me laugh because I'm like, were you not the other times? Is this the only time that you are real with
that
me?
That was funny as hell.
Trippy's great. All right. Hello. Sean's like, I'm going to let my mans talk. Okay. Well, make sure you call in when the Eagles are playing the Cowboys tomorrow to get your reaction to what you think is going to happen. All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk some college football at 8 o'clock. New AP Top 25. I'll point out a team that doesn't belong in there. But up next, Mark Andrews can set a franchise receiving record this season in yards and receptions. But does that make him the greatest pass catcher in team history? I think that's an interesting question. We'll answer it, and we'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057.
Every game's got to be important to him. I know the type of competitor Mark is, and, you know, he's not going to let one moment, you know, one bad thing happen to set him back. You know, he's a true warrior. He's going to push forward through those moments, and I know he's excited to prove himself, you know, and everyone else that he's still that guy.
Yeah, that's Ronnie Stanley talking about Mark Andrews, one of the questions we asked, looking at all the guys that were here. And, this is one of those tough questions because, like, you've had some guys at the back end of their career that came here that were special receivers, right, or special players. I mean, you could even factor in Shannon Sharp coming here at the end of his career. You can factor in Steve Smith. Derek Mason came here, maybe not on the same level as those guys, but I thought he was one of the best receivers we've seen, period, for the Ravens. And I thought Derek Mason was so underrated. Even Qadri Ismail, when he was here, was very good for what the Ravens were doing. And then you get to the Steve Smiths of the world and Anquan Boldin and some of the guys that didn't spend as much time here. So, yeah, you look at it now, like, what do you do? Like, I think DeAndre Hopkins is one of the best receivers I've watched, running routes, catching passes.
Yeah, absolutely is.
But he's here at the back end of his career. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think if you encompass everything and look at all the players that were here and their longevity, how long they were here, I think Mark Andrews is the best pass catcher in Ravens history. And again, it's graded on a curve because I think Steve Smith, out of that group, I think Steve Smith's the best receiver I've seen. But Mark Andrews, clearly for a period of time, was one of the top three tight ends in the league. In a league where most people think...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It might be the best tight end of all time with Travis Kelce. I still think it's Gronk. But then you start looking at these guys and going, okay, well, which route are we going to take? Because what Mark Andrews did last year and what was deemed to be a down season because of how it started off and how it finished, I mean, he had the highest equity, a touchdown equity in Ravens history when you look at his targets. And I think the same thing might happen this year. He's a great red zone threat. He's great on third down. It's a guy that Lamar trusts. And I don't know how many times we've sent that meme out there when they didn't have all these weapons in the passing game. It's like, nobody's open. Where's Mark Andrews? I'm throwing this bitch up. And again, like, that's the rapport you see with him. And I think, too, you have to look at some of the receivers and the quarterbacks they play with. I think Andrews is very fortunate to have someone that's this successful, and you arguably got the best player in the game.
I think you may be right, though. He may be the best catcher, the best catcher they've ever had.
But you see how you got, like, the difficulty. Like, if I'm talking about Steve Smith being here, I think Steve Smith should be a Hall of Famer for all that he's done. I mean, he's busting up IUDs. He's catching touchdowns. Sorry. Anyway. And I go too far with that one. Anyway,
yeah, apparently, yeah.
But did you hear him on the NFL Network where somebody asked him, "Is like, who would you bet on or something?" He goes, "Man, you know what I'm going through. You've seen social media. I ain't betting on anybody." Or something of that. Anyway.
Right.
But again, like, I do think Mark Andrews, go look at the touchdowns that he's put up, his numbers that he's put up, and this hasn't been a pass-happy offense ever, except for when Vinny Testaverde was here early on. It's always been running game first, and everything is predicated off of that. So would you would think Mark Andrews as well? I mean, I kind of listed the guys that should be in that conversation, right? Todd Heap. I think Mark Andrews broke some of his record.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually, though. I think he is the best, honestly.
I mean, year after year putting up numbers, year after year being in the top three of tight ends. I don't know that yet. I think one year he could have approached number one with the statistics he put up. Was that 2 or 3 years ago? 2 years ago, I think. But anyway, last year, as slow as he started off, he finished so strong. And I'm looking forward to, if you want to call this the revenge game, because I'm sure it's in the back of his mind that Mark Andrews, he won't catch a touchdown. And I think he's going to spike that ball through the damn ground.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be so excited about
it. It has to be.
Yeah.
I hope. I mean, I hope it goes really well. But yeah, what do you have, 11 touchdowns in the season last year? I believe.
I thought it was 12, but I could be wrong. Hold on. I'll tell you one sec. I didn't look it up prehand.
I didn't either. I could have. I didn't. I'd like a caller now. Could you guys look up and tell me?
I love that. I get the text from somebody who goes, "What time do the Ravens play this week?" I can do exactly what you could do right now is look it up on your damn phone. You know, like you get that all the time with people. Yeah, 11 touchdowns.
11, yeah.
He had 673 yards. But again, remember, like if we went game log and you looked at the beginning of the year, there wasn't like he started off slow because of that accident he had beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah Likely was the star in game one against the Chiefs. With all those big catch, he had that big, I mean, I think it was a 55-yard catch or something like that, as long as TD of the year. And that's what I was saying to somebody else when you compare Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely. Like, Andrews is your prototypical tight end, high catch point, you know, solid player. But when you look at Likely, he's the guy that you can honestly throw a swing pass to and either watch him run over somebody or run by them. I mean, he's just an athletic freak, and having both of them out there, just incredible. And I think the other thing that people are missing about this Buffalo game, and a guy that's on the team that maybe he'll say something if he stays here a long time. They didn't have Zay Flowers last year in that game.
And oh, that's right.
What a difference maker he can be. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I Sunday night's going to be fun. Are you worried at all about how much you're not worried about this game?
Yes.
Yeah. That's how the playoff game was last year. I said the same damn thing.
I'm so confident that I'm getting nervous. Like, why am I this confident?
Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's get Trey and Joppa. Trey, you're on the fan. What's up, man?
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
A lot of times I think when we talk about greatest usually is most accomplished, longevity. I don't think he's the best athlete we ever had at tight end, or honestly, even the best pass catcher. But I think he's just been here for the, I mean, how many receivers have we even had on the second contract to put up numbers?
How many of them did you want on a second contract?
you know? Exactly. Exactly. So I just say that to say that I do think he's the most accomplished, and he got here at the right time because he got paired with arguably, you know, one of the greatest quarterbacks. See, I think Lamar has helped him a lot, but I'm not so sure if Hayden Hurst wouldn't have got hurt. Hayden Hurst couldn't have did what Mark Andrews is doing. If you guys can remember back, Hayden Hurst got hurt in the preseason year, and it opened up the door
for him. Hayden Hurst never did anything, really.
I mean, well, so, but it, I think he's talking about, like, he did kind of get wildly pipped getting hurt, and then you saw what Mark Andrews can do. Then you put them both out
but
there.
Even when he did go to the Falcons?
He went to the Falcons, and then he went to the Bengals.
Didn't do anything.
I mean, he's been okay.
Been a journeyman.
Yeah.
But not Mark Andrews.
No. I get what he's saying. I actually like what he said, though, by most accomplished.
I appreciate what he said. I get it, Trey. But yeah, I just don't agree about Hayden Hurst.
Because the problem is when you're comparing guys, how do I compare 8 years of Mark Andrews to two of Steve Smith or whatever, one of this guy? And it's just... it's difficult. Let's go to Kevin, who's in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on the fan.
What's good, Jaron? Ed, how y'all doing?
What's up, man? Good morning.
Morning. So for me, man, you know, Mark Andrews, in my humble opinion, he's been great here, man. I mean, he's been there for us in all the big moments. I mean, he's had a couple little hiccups here and there, I guess you could say. But, I mean, you know, when one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time is saying that that's my guy, well, then he's my guy, too. And I think he's going to have a really good season this year, fellas, to be honest with you.
I think so, too. I mean, you've got, like, again, even when Likely comes back, there's a lot of mouths to feed. And I think you almost have to grade everything on a curve, Kevin, because, again, how many targets are you getting? Like, looking at Mark Andrews' numbers last year, what do you have, 600 and some yards, but he had 11 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So,
Kevin, season last year.
Yeah. All right, hour number three is coming up. We've got the World of Stupid at 8:15, but up next, college football. We'll talk about the new AP Top 25. There's a team that I don't think belongs in there. I think they lose outright in their, is it their home opener? No, they had their home opener last week. We'll talk about it. There's a game that I love this week. We'll get into it and talk about it next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.